Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Ainge. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Wells. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Bell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Baines reaches second base with a double. Lozinski moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is hit by the pitch. Lozinski scores. Baines moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Bernazard moves to third. Pryor moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Pryor tags and moves to third. Almone tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lozinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Lozinski moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Almon trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Witt, who tags Almon, who's trying to score from second, for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Squires moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to home to get LaFleur. Squires moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lozinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lozinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackson Todd now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wells scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almon scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Squires moves to second. It's 8-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Wells goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to third. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Eorg scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonnell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Bonnell reaches second base with a double. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wells scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to second to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-2 in the game. Ainge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball towards center. Mosby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mosby. LaFleur moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Essien pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Lozinski hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Baines hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Eorg. Eorg fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Eorg. Essien goes all the way around to score. Baines moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonnell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 11-2, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Blue Jays 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Lozinski. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Witt for a passed ball. Baines moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 3 in the game. Ainge strikes out. 2 outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.